QK, essay outline, feedback for Julia Fabris. The prescribed title of an essay is, believe it or not, incomplete. Okay? Because there are three words missing. Discuss this claim. Okay? So many people actually forget to write down the complete title. So very briefly, in this essay, I read through the whole thing. The main thing is the following. In this box here, in this essay, I will show this. I don't understand the sentence fully, okay? This might be because you tried to cram in a lot of information into four lines. So please, this has to be explained better in your introduction, okay? So my advice is I think the examples that you give so far, they're okay. That's fine. General recommendations are as follows. Please make it more clear in your claim and in the paragraphs what it is, what the conclusions are that you accept. Basically, what the title is saying is the following. If you want to make new knowledge, you got to guess around, you got to speculate, and you talk about the importance of hypothesis, okay? And that is okay, right? Because what you're probably saying is that a hypothesis is some kind of a projection or an educated guess, which maybe might go beyond the evidence that you have, okay? But in your claim and in the supporting examples, make this more clear. It is sometimes, by the way, not only in your case, but also in the others, It's like this. Sometimes I do not quite see the connection of your claim and the supporting example and the link to the TOK theory. Okay, so the connection might be in your head, but it is not for me as a reader always evident. I'm not saying that the stuff that you're writing is not relevant, and definitely not, but I don't see the connections yet. Okay, so for example, I just give you the example here. Let's just use the natural sciences here in the first one. The acceptance of conclusions are not supported by evidence is necessary in order to come up with a hypothesis to test. And then you give an example is the atomic theory. And the scientist investigating the structure of matter researched the conclusion that every object has to be made of small particles without having any evidence for their theory. So yeah, there's a link here. Make this clear. So basically they tried to come up with an explanation even though there was no evidence there yet. Say it in such a simple words, okay, to make the connection clear, okay? So and only later on they found the evidence. You mentioned this, okay, but make this a little bit how shall I say, from an English type of perspective, formulated out more. Okay, I know that this is just an outline, okay, and therefore it's kind of short, okay, but formulate this out. What is the evidence that they're missing, and they still made basically a projection and formulated a conclusion, and only later on it was actually proven, okay, but they made predictions using math, okay, that is something that you could say, okay, so the idea is to tie this a little bit more together, okay. And then TOK theory. In TOK, it is argued that production of knowledge in the natural sciences is achieved through the scientific method. This might be fine, but how is this connected now by accepting evidence, accepting a conclusion beyond the evidence? Is this process contradicting now the scientific method, or is it supporting it? Or so I do not understand yet why you're giving me the scientific method as a TOK theory here. Okay, you got to tie it in. That means that first there has to be a hypothesis made. Often, yeah, you're explaining what the scientific method is. Okay, and it's, you also say it's connected to imagination. And as conclusion is imagined before supporting it. That last thing might be the connection here, okay? But before, the four or five lines before, you're just explaining to me what the scientific method is, but I do not understand yet why or how this is connected to the title question, okay? So what you've done is you just explained the TOK theory without sufficiently integrating it into your answer. Okay, so please not only here, but go through your essay and always ask yourself, if you include TOK theory, then please try to link it to the title question, okay? So, for example, there's a counterclaim. However, the hypothesis that stands at the beginning of a scientific production of knowledge are often based on sense perception. Therefore, scientists have some sort of evidence for their conclusion. So that means that evidence, okay, I generally, I don't have a big problem with that. I mean, you say there has to be some basis for hypothesis. Why? Because a hypothesis is an educated guess, right? So, but where is the conclusion here? Is the hypothesis the conclusion? You see, make this a little bit clear, okay? For example, the theory of electromagnetism is based on an observation. The scientists observed. So are you saying that in this case, a conclusion has to be based on observation, okay? On evidence. Is this what you want to say? Then I would say, however, in the natural sciences, there are cases where it is very important that you have evidence before formulating a conclusion, period. Okay, just say it like this, okay? Then it's clear, because the sentence, however, the hypothesis that scientists at the beginning of a scientific production are often based on sense perception. Yeah, okay, but it might be. But how does this relate to the title? Okay, do you see what I mean? I'm not questioning so much the content here. I think the content is fine. But it's simply that I, as a reader, have to pull the strings together, because you are not formulating it out for me, because you have the connections in your head and I do not see your connections in your head. Okay, so I have to kind of guess what the connections are. Okay, so what I'm saying is make it clear and spell it out to the reader. Den Leser an der Hand führen, sozusagen. Yeah? Okay, but yeah, generally it seems to be in the right direction. I'm going to jump to the conclusion now that the different ears of knowledge have different methods of producing knowledge. Of course, although the order in which these methods are used might change. This is a new idea, really. Why is the order important? I just want to know about whether the accepting of conclusions goes beyond the evidence for them. I'm just saying you're trying to introduce new ideas in the conclusion now. Both in the natural science history, there have been scenarios where a previously accepted conclusion had to be reached in order to be accepted. Okay, that's fine. However, it might also be the other way around. Give me some examples just to tie it together. Repeat your examples maybe briefly. That said, both scenarios are possible and likely. Okay, the first part of the conclusion, you're trying to introduce a new idea. Okay, I'm going back here. And that, however, in order to reach a fully accepted interpretational conclusion, a reasonable amount of supportive evidence has to be... That is clear. Therefore, it is not necessary to reach a conclusion before evidence has been... But instead, first evidence... That is clear. But can you give me a specific... What is this now? Is this for history? Okay, but then tell me. When historians... researched the beginnings of the Cold War and the countries involved in, they found evidence that several countries were working on developing a nuclear war. They researched this conclusion that based on the evidence, these countries won. Okay, you see this here, this counterclaim at the beginning, still is very general, because I didn't really understand that it's related to history, okay? But at least here it's formulated out in such a way that the reader can understand it, okay? So please also do this for the other paragraphs. Okay, so that is basically my feedback now. All the best.